This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. He's the breakout star of the new movie musical, Saturday Church. Please welcome Luca Kane. Hi, Luca.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going very good.
You're 17.
Yes, I'm 17. I'm a senior in high school. So, you know, that's going horribly. But it's exciting. I finished all my applications at the very last minute, as close as possible as I could.
Yeah.
Because that's how I do things, I guess.
That's pretty much how everyone does things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's great. And then you are in this movie, Saturday Church,
the whole reason.
This is your first starring role.
Yes. When I was in first grade, I think, I was in a movie called Adam, and I had a 2-minute cameo where we talked about the Emperor's New Clothes. But now this has been a totally new experience. Carrying a film was amazing. It was an intense shoot. It was 20 days and 9-hour days. Because I was only 16 at the time, so, you know, the union has rules.
Rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's barely legal.
Yeah. We really made sure to make it barely legal.
So just to explain, what is Saturday Church? Saturday Church is a real thing, and just let us know what that is.
Saturday Church is the name of the movie, but it's also a program in the West Village at a church called St. Luke in the Fields, and it houses or takes care of, feeds LGBTQ youth who are on the streets. They give them counseling, help finding jobs, and healthcare. And the director, Damon Cardassus, is the director and writer, and he's amazing. And he interned there or volunteered there for a couple of months, and he met these kids who had these terrifying stories about being beaten half to death or kicked out by their loved ones just because of who they were. But there was a through line in all of them in that they were beautifully creative. And in the church, there was a gymnasium right across the street or right next to it where they would hold balls and they would vogue and have these amazing costumes and these competitions. And it was amazing to see for him. And so he wanted to make that a big part of the film, which is why Saturday Church, the film, is about a young child who finds themselves on the streets eventually throughout the film. But it's mainly and largely a musical because of how important Damon thought music was to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in this film?
My mom and my manager, Lisa, Lisa Cali Company, a little plug there for her.
a little plug for mom, you're amazing.
She got the breakdown for the movie, which is like the synopsis, for one of her other clients, actually. And when she read it, she asked me if I wanted to tell this story for a number of reasons, but mainly because I have a sister who is a trans woman. And she came out after we shot the film, but we knew a little bit about her kind of struggle and relationship with our family. So I thought it would be nice to, I guess, support her in that way by doing a film about it.
But were you also nervous about taking on this role?
A little bit. When I first read the script, there were some intense parts, but I felt proud and attached to Ulysses, which is the name of my character,
right?
Just for becoming their own person. The kind of arc and beauty of the character overshadowed every kind of nerve and doubt I had.
And this movie required, it's a movie musical, so it required of you not just acting, but also dancing. You said voguing, right? There was this whole ballroom scene that involved voguing. It's a underground scene in New York. A lot of us know it from the 1991 documentary, Paris is Burning.
Ooh.
Did you know how to vogue before?
I did not. No, not at all. I had a 1-hour crash course lesson with Kiela Beja. I learned 3 moves, and for the kind of montage I have to do in the film, I worked those 3 moves to high heaven. And I did my best, and I think I, you know.
There's a great scene where you, because your character is also an altar boy.
Yes.
So yeah. You are, as an altar boy, yet very subtly mm-hmm. sort of practicing your voguing
yeah.
for a different kind of church.
Voguing while, you know, I was cleaning religious artifacts and bopping my head and... I was a little cute moment, you know.
Yeah. Do you have, for any of us that would like to master voguing, do you have Ooh. Any tips?
You got to have good knees.
So not for the elderly. I get it. I got to have good knees. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And just...
Because you're down a lot. It's a lot of crouching.
A lot of crouching. Don't skip leg day. You got to really... And... This sounds cheesy, but be yourself, because voguing is a form of self-celebration. It's all about like kind of representing your beauty and expressing yourself as hardly as you can, and it's really an amazing art form. It's great.
You know, are you thinking, you know, maybe the next time you go out dancing that you'd work in some moves? Is that like your style?
Yeah. No, I've definitely showed off the duck walk, which is like you... kind of crouch down as you're walking.
Yes.
And it's it is intense, and that's where the knees come in, I think, the most.
Love and acceptance are really the core of the theme of this movie and the message of it. What do you hope viewers take away from Saturday Church?
There are lots of different people that I think should see this film. One, and most importantly, are children and young adults who identify with Ulysses in any way, shape, or form, whether it be about their sexuality or their gender identity. One of the core ideas behind the film is found family, because Ulysses finds a family within the Saturday Church program, even though his blood, his related family, isn't as supportive as they should be. He finds love and acceptance with them, and it's just as important to have, it's just as valid to have that found family as it is to have that kind of blood relation. I want kids who see the film, who are in that situation, to know that there are people out there who will love, you know, every part of them, no matter who they are. With my sister, she hasn't been able to see the film yet, unfortunately, but I'm very excited for her too, and I hope I at least helped a little bit in helping her come out. Thank you.
So you've acted right from the beginning.
Yeah.
You've modeled.
Mm-hmm.
You sing.
Yeah.
But you were applying for college.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big science nerd and nerd in general. yeah. It's good to be a nerd. Physics is a big kind of love of mine. I kind of want to do that in college. I also want to really continue acting.
Yeah.
And I think actors should have more than one, you know, craft. I think it's important to be well-rounded, and I'm glad I'm on that path.
Yeah, I would take the physics, but then you can fall back on the acting if you...
Always have a plan.
All right, Luca, are you ready to play an Ask Me Another game?
Yes, I very much am.
Fantastic. Luca Kane, everybody. So, Luca, we did some exhaustive research on you. One of our producers checked out your Instagram and noticed that you are a huge fan of Pokemon.
Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
How did you get into it?
My mom made a decision, which she still regrets today, and that's that she got me a Game Boy. And I have been obsessed with video games ever since, but mostly Pokemon, because that was the first and or second game I got on there. It was Fire Red. Charizard all the way.
Okay, yeah. That's your favorite?
Yep.
Okay, so we wrote a Pokemon quiz for you called Gotta Guess 'Em All.
There we go.
If you do well enough, listener Cody Pinnick from Marion, Ohio, will win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. So here we go. As of January 2018, how many Pokemon are there? A, 151. B, 496. C, 807.
C, 807.
That is correct.
Yeah.
There were 151 in the original Game Boy games, but there's new ones all the time.
All the time. And they're not always great. They're not always, grade A Pokemon designs. I'm so sorry.
It's sort of, they ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
They can't write. How many fantastic ones can there be?
Only a few.
Pokemon was invented by Satoshi Tajiri, who says he was inspired by what childhood memory? A, collecting insects, B, getting into fights with other children, or C, eating the Hawaiian raw fish salad called poke?
I'm gonna say A, collecting insects.
Correct again.
Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yes, the word Pokemon comes from the words pocket and monsters, mm-hmm. which we all know.
Yes, of
is
course.
Exactly how I see it's all insects. Just a little monster I want to put in my pocket. In 2011, Republican candidate for president Herman Cain made headlines with a strange Pokemon-related story. Mm-hmm. What was it? A, during a debate, he called Mitt Romney a Squirtle. B, he criticized Pokemon cards as being gambling for kids. Or C, during a speech, he said he was quoting a poet and then recited a song lyric from Pokemon the Movie 2000.
I feel like I recognize A from something. Is that correct, A?
He called Mitt Romney a Squirtle.
Yeah, I feel like I
it's
heard that
delicious
somewhere.
Idea, but yeah. It's not correct.
Darn.
It was actually during a speech. He said he was quoting a poet and then recited a line from the song Pokemon, the Movie 2000.
That is a good movie. Don't even.
Yeah, well, the line was, life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible, but it's never easy when there's so much on the line.
Wow. Deep stuff. Really deep.
Yeah, he said it was a poet, but it's a lyric from a song called The Power of One, performed by Donna Summer. Okay, we've got a couple more. Which is a true story that happened in connection with the augmented reality game Pokemon Go? A, it was banned in Iran because of safety concerns. B, two people broke into the Toledo Zoo after hours to catch Pokemon, or C, the National Park Service issued a statement encouraging visitors to look up from their Pokemon games and enjoy nature.
I believe it's C.
Only is that correct, but they're all true.
Yep. Oh, wow.
They're all true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know. They should have made Pokemon go home. The next one. Okay, this is your last clue. Which honor was recently awarded to Pikachu? He was named Cultural Ambassador to Osaka, Japan. B, he was named a CoverGirl blush makeup model in honor of his bright red cheeks. Or C, he was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for feature photography.
I gotta say, everyone is obsessed with Pikachu, even though he's not even that good of a Pokemon, you know.
Love it. Why is he not so good, Luca? Why?
He doesn't have a good, base stat total.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think it's A, though.
That's right. He's named Cultural Ambassador to Osaka, Japan. That is correct. You know your Pokemon. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did Luca do?
Congratulations, Luca. You and listener Cody Pinnick have both won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Thank you very much.
Such a pleasure, and thank you for giving us a real reason to write a Pokemon quiz. So, Luca is the star of Saturday Church. Give it up for Luca Cain, everybody. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.